Name the Prohibition-era federal agent credited with bringing down Chicago mobster Al Capone. Of course, it's Elliot Ness, also known as the leader of the Untouchables. Ness is a legendary figure, and yet some politicians are debating whether a Washington building should bear his name. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
Elliot Ness got his job as a Prohibition agent in 1926, and 4 years later, he was the special agent in charge of going after Al Capone's bootlegging operation.
You don't care. Hey, now he does. Come out here, Capone. You want to fight? You want to fight you and me right here? That's it. Come on. What's the matter? You afraid to come out from behind your men? You afraid to stand up for yourself?
In the 1987 movie The Untouchables, Kevin Costner portrayed Elliot Ness. Three U.S. Senators, Mark Kirk and Dick Durbin of Illinois and Sherrod Brown of Ohio, admired the tireless effort of the real Ness to get public enemy number one. That's just one of the reasons why, they say, the headquarters of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives should bear his name. The ATF is the successor of the Prohibition Unit. Not so fast, says Chicago Alderman Ed Burke. He spearheaded a resolution approved by the Chicago City Council, telling the senators they should drop the idea and think of a more worthy agent.
It's my opinion that Elliot Ness is essentially a Hollywood myth.
But here's what is not up for debate. Al Capone terrorized Chicago with gangland-style shootings and bribed law enforcement officers and others to get his way, so Ness selected untouchables, agents considered incorruptible and with special skills. At the same time, the Internal Revenue Service had Capone in its sights. Retired special IRS agent Bob Fussell met former members of the Untouchables when he joined the IRS in 1958.
It was during that time that I got to understand the real Elliot Ness.
And he wasn't too impressed.
According to their testimony to me, he was afraid of guns and he barely left the office.
Federal prosecutor Scott Leeson Soroka, a grandson of one of the Untouchables, says the stories he's heard are entirely different. And he says the parallel investigations by the Prohibition Unit and the IRS marked one of the first unified attacks against an organized crime syndicate. And Soroka says the Untouchables were
literally tearing apart Capone's production facilities and making him unable to conduct his business.
Ness was a smart guy, going after the wise guys, and he became the face of organized crime fighting in Chicago. Nearly 30 years later, the hype of his exploits and some invented ones were playing out on TV.
We have 300 agents in the Chicago district, and the mob still has breweries all over the city. Even run their beer trucks right through the loop. What if you have a special squad? Small, operating on its own. Every man thoroughly investigated. Brought in from all parts of the country. Men who'll spit on Capone's graft. Just a few he can't buy.
The Untouchables, starring actor Robert Stack, helped spread the federal agent's fame. So why rail against Ness's name on a building in Washington? Here's Alderman Ed Burke.
I like to have Chicago history reflected in the appropriate, truthful way.
There's no indication that the U.S. senators are backing off their resolution to put Ness's name on the ATF building, and a statement from the ATF calls Ness a proven and innovative leader. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.